Okay, I turned the recording on.
Do you post them on YouTube later?
Yeah, I send them to the town clerk, and then she's supposed to put them up on the town website. Well, you're Pippa.
Pippa, that's my dog. I do that because when I zoom into Woodstock, I don't want them to know who's zooming.
Hi, Kat.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Good. Okay, so, is it here? We got 1 minute to 1 o'clock. Some other people might be joining us, so I'll let the minute go by here.
Okay, do you want me to take minutes?
Yeah, that would be great if you would.
Because I probably have the least to contribute to this committee. Well, I mean, just because, you know, I don't know, I don't have any accounting experience or anything like that, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm calling the meeting to order at 1 p.m. I sent out, this is the first meeting. Unfortunately, Ellen was able to make it, unable to make it. I thought Tuesday would be good for her, but she's on vacation this week. The selectmen did get notices also, at least Alan did, and Bob Grindo, he's on our emailing list. I'm going to ask to add Dan Mead to our email list too, so all three get it, just to be sure that, you know, somebody isn't lost as far as access goes. I sent out, and Kathy forwarded, I think also, the town of Chaplin's accounting policies and procedure manual. They had put this together. Yep. After they had an issue with their elementary school board over expending their budgeted appropriations, and it came up in their audit, and this was part of what they sent to OPM in response to that. I'm not saying that anything we do would be exactly like this. I just thought, you know, it's a boilerplate one that's out there. I suggest we get some from other towns.
Honestly, yeah, I read through it, and it actually is very good.
Yeah, there's some stuff that doesn't apply.
I like a lot of it.
Business.
Yeah, it needs to be modified.
It would need to be modified, but I thought this one would be a good one to start with. And we also have the one that Ellen put together. Did everybody see that one also?
Yeah.
That was dated January 2020. So I don't know if this was like an updated one or one that she, you know, one that just got prepared on January 2020. I mean, she has some basics in here, but a lot of the information in the back seems to be more if somebody was subbing for her as far
exactly. Exactly. I agree. I did not think it was thorough enough.
So, you know, as far as process goes, so that was what was existing. And then I also took time and I started reading other people's notes and checking everybody's finance board pages. Town of Colchester has a charter. They're also in the process of reviewing policies and are reaching out to other towns. So I thought I would look out to their Board of Finance chair just to see what he got, reach out to him and see what he had gotten, because they're kind of in the same process now, although their charter is very detailed as far as procedures and what happens there. This meeting, when we originally talked about policies and procedures and having a committee for it, was after the purchase of the bucket truck, and we wanted to review procedures and try to get something in place to prevent what happened before, and also to have more checks and balances. Does anybody else, now I know Judy, you worked in the Brooklyn Town Hall.
Yep.
Before. And I did go online and look at that, but I couldn't find, like, their policies and procedure stuff wasn't online.
I don't think they have any.
You don't think they have any? Oh, okay.
Nope. Well, I never saw any. How's that?
Okay. Well, maybe we'll look into that as a neighboring town. I did see, like, some notations about, you know, process as far as their finance board goes, but I didn't see any detail. And Canterbury was similar. I know that they do have policies and procedures, but they weren't posted on their website. So I thought maybe the first good step would be to try to gather more than just Chaplin's, like a few other municipalities. Yep.
What about Eastford?
Eastford.
Scotland. Do they have anything?
Eastford, I did look on Eastford's website. Their policies and procedures weren't up, like, as a separate manual. The Town of Chaplin one wasn't up either. I had asked for that back in February.
Yeah.
when we were, when we started first discussing that, because I knew they had issues and were addressing them. And I know this had been reviewed by their town attorney and approved by their board of finance and their board of select board already. So Eastford, let's make a list of other towns that we want to look into. So Eastford.
I would say Eastford. How about Ashford?
Ashford.
And Pomfret.
Okay. I'll check with that one also.
Union. That's another pretty small town.
Yeah.
What was the other one, Kathy? I'm sorry.
Union.
Union. Union. Yeah, that's a good one too.
Yeah. I mean, the processes are laid out by statute as far as the majors. I'd like to have some kind of policy and procedure manual, but also, link it back out to the statute. Some of the things we discussed to try to prevent this in the future or have another check and balance in place would be maybe an additional signature. I know when I was on the Board of Ed that, the treasurer of the Board of Ed was the additional signature on the Board of Ed, that there was an additional signature required. And I do believe that's by statute. It's not required for the municipal side, but that might be a consideration also.
No, I think it'd be great to reference the statute that each section applies to.
Yeah, because I just think that makes it much clearer as far as why that's requested. Right now we do require multiple signatures on our checks. Three, I believe, one from each party, which is Kathy, is that by statute? Do you remember?
I don't think it requires one by each party.
But it does require two of the...
Right, two of the board of selectmen, yes. Yeah. And I would imagine that is because I think doing it, including both parties in there is the purpose of that.
Yeah, the check and balancing and the third, being Ellen or the town clerk had signing signatures before also.
Kate was using the town clerk in lieu of
the treasurer,
selectman. So it ended up being three Democrats making decisions about the town, town was going to spend their money.
I thought when I read through the Hampton ones that it said only the town treasurer and one selectman.
Let me take a look.
I don't have it in front of me. I thought I printed it, but I must have left it at home.
I'll look it up right now.
Okay.
On the statutes.
I mean, there's definitely going to be times when people aren't available, whether there's vacations or et cetera. So having multiple signers is a good thing. And three is good too, because it brings one outside from outside of one particular entity, whether it be the board or the treasurer's office.
Another thing is that this used to be a process that was done at a board of selectmen meeting.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes, they would sit there and they would review all of the checks and everything else and sign all the checks during a public meeting. And I think that's a good idea so that the whole process is more transparent.
I do know that, Ellen does have a stamp, and Alan that signs off on all the checks before they're processed. And they probably, that goes in the folder with the invoices and that when they go through them as far as having people sign them, that the backup documentation is with it. Maybe that's another thing, talk about adding as far as
that. Yeah, because right now they have to do that separately, because if they're in the same room talking about town business, that's a meeting. And for some reason, they don't want to do that. And I don't know when that process stopped.
Well,
I know that when Walt Stone was first selectman, that's the way they did it. They did it at a meeting.
When Alan first started, he was doing it at the meetings.
Yeah, that may just be something that just fell away at some point, maybe because, they felt the meetings were taking too long. I don't know. So we can talk about that when we have representatives from the board of selectmen and the treasurer here. The other thing I'd like to do is put together if we could put together a list of questions, not necessarily now, but before we have the next meeting, for the treasurer and selectmen, after taking a look at, a couple different documents as far as policies and procedures go, what we're looking for, how they think they should be addressed. I'd like this to be that everybody buys into this so that we put a policy and procedure manual together. And, you know, this isn't specific to this, just Board of Selectmen. It's Board of Selectmen and Boards of Finance if they're there moving forward, or even Boards of Selectmen if they become the Board of Finance, that there are procedures in place. So that's something I wanted everybody involved. Unfortunately, this is clearing season. I did talk to Al last Tuesday, and he did make me aware that, you know, they were chopping corn. He was going to be right out straight. I told him that we would record the meeting. I also told Ellen that when she told me she was going on vacation. I think during the day may be a good option for them, but I will double check back and see, because, you know, Ellen's in the town offices on Tuesday usually anyway working. Al's usually in too, also on Tuesday, not for the whole day, but part of the day at least.
Right. Also, any day during the day, anything earlier than one is even better. Okay. One gets me a little tight on time.
Okay, as far as your commitments.
Yeah. Yeah.
So before we schedule the next one, I'll check with the others and then get back to the committee members. One of the things that did come up, I did get an email that was forwarded to me from Stan Crawford, and he suggested having these outside under the pavilion. I did, because he's having access issues. He's chatting, using chat to put his comments in instead of his mic. I don't know if there's issues with connections where he is or what. I'm going to try to assist him in those, and I told him where to go, you know, to take a look at some Zoom links as far as turning your mic on and off if you're just on your phone, because he can hear us because he's participating by chat, but, you know, he wasn't using the mic app. So I'm going to try to get that resolved with him. I have some concerns about meeting outside. At this point, today is a beautiful day, but on other days it may not be so nice and the town hall's closed. And I'm also concerned about, you know, some people may want to access the meeting by Zoom, and I'm not sure that I'm going to have good internet access or whether it'll be, you know, in and out there. I'm also concerned about traffic noise, et cetera, like road going by, whether the recordings are going to come out well. And I did, you know, share my concerns with him as far as that part goes. And, you know, that I had already posted it as a Zoom meeting for today. I didn't know how the other members felt about that. I know, Judy, that you're not home right now.
Right, I'm in Woodstock right now.
Yeah.
I'm in Woodstock.
Yeah, you're Woodstock right now, at the moment.
And, right now? Yeah. And Zoom definitely works better for me, unless, like I said, if it's earlier, I can be there. I'm here usually from noontime on.
Okay. All right. Well, that's something we consider maybe in the future. But, at this time, I would want to, like, do a test up there and make sure I had internet access and also that recording and see how that would work before I actually had a meeting up there. And then
I found that statute.
Oh, good. Okay. Go ahead.
7-83 under town treasurers.
Yeah.
Town orders to be signed by majority of the selectmen.
Okay. So just majority. Yeah.
Right. No order not so signed shall be paid by the town treasurer. So she was in violation of that for a year and a half. Any town treasurer who pays any order in violation of the provisions of this section shall be fined not more than $100.
Well, I think they do sign off. I know they sign off on them. I don't know if more than one signs off on them. Maybe they're considering the sign off of the checks, the approval. I don't know. And that's part of having some written process down, so that makes it, you know, much clearer as far as how the direction wants to go. One thing I did notice when we get the reports, and I've never requested these, so this has nothing to do with, you know, requesting them and not receiving them. I've just never requested them, but we get the report when we look at policies and procedures. We get the reports for accounts payable, but we don't get them for payroll.
We don't get them for the stiff funds, for the CNR accounts.
Yeah. So you know, maybe part of the policies and procedures could be a better review of the different funds and reports on all of the pertinent funds that affect that are in the budget. We do get, you know, the monthly ones, but like some of the cost overruns in some of the departments, you know, may have been able to be addressed sooner or you know, as we see a total, but we don't really know why suddenly it's going up so much. That might be better to keep track of if we had a more individual basis. The other thing I noticed is that in some towns, I know in Scotland they do this, and it may be the new treasurer, both of their treasurers were CPAs recently, but she provides like a monthly summary report. And it's pretty detailed from what's coming in from state level, what's expected, you know, how expenditures are going, any concerns that, you know, of accounts that maybe, you know, may have cost overruns soon, et cetera, kind of thing. And that might be something that, you know, we want to request, not necessarily that needs to be in the policies, but a request in the future, just because I think it would be beneficial to the board to have that kind of summary sheet. And if you had it ahead of time, it would help you to look at the board members to look at the financial reports and be able to say, here's some areas of concerns and have questions ahead of time. I don't know how everybody feels about that, but I can send a copy of an example of that around. I know that Scotland's not the only town that does that. Several other towns have summary sheets like that.
Is Scotland on your list of towns that you're going to look for? Procedures?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Eastford, Ashford, Scotland, Union, and Brooklyn.
Colchester, because they are looking into procedures and policies, and there seem to be
where? Manchester?
Colchester.
Oh, Colchester, okay.
They have a board of finance, but also they have a town charter also, but they seem to be very succinct in their charter as far as procedures go, and also, you know, trying to keep things up to date. And because they're updating those, I thought they might be a good resource, because they happen to be working on theirs at this point. So,
I know that, and also in the not too distant past, there used to be a column on the budget for sorry, my brain doesn't function very well. Encumbrances.
Mm-hmm.
And that would give us some of that information that you were just talking about.
Yeah, that was on the elementary board too. Judy dropped off. I wonder if she lost her connection. That was on the elementary boards also. You know, that they would have a column too, because that may help out a little bit too as far as things go. And yeah, you know, I'm sure Ellen's going to have suggestions also, you know, as we put stuff together.
There she is.
I know when she. Can you think of any other suggestions as far as before we try for another meeting, as far as gathering any other documents we might need, or?
Trying to reconnect. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're all set.
Okay. I dropped the internet connection. I had to figure out how to get back on.
Yeah, we figured. We were just talking about, we went over the list again, but we're talking about, you know, any other questions that may arise for the next meeting, to have them prepared for the next meeting. You know, I'll reach out to Ellen and Al and the selectmen.
Yeah, okay.
And try, maybe we'll try for earlier in the morning, depending on people's schedules, if that fits people's schedules better as far as that goes.
I mean, if you want to do in-person, that's 100% better for me. But even Zooming, anything before one works better.
Yeah, the in-person thing, the only thing, I'm concerned about all the things I mentioned.
I agree. I think a lot of people, whether they want the opportunity or not, they have the opportunity with Zoom.
Yeah, and when you have it just in person, and while I can try to do both, I'm just not too sure how good my reception is going to be there, or whether, you know, there's going to be interference from background noise, from people pulling in and out or whatever. And
right.
So I don't want to be like, oh yeah, we had a meeting, but no, I don't have a tape of it because, you know, it didn't tape well there for some reason.
Yeah, if you go there on a Thursday, you're going to be competing with the guy who mows the lawn.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Well, and because we have to post in advance, usually, you know, I'm turning in the agenda and say we meet on Tuesday, on Thursday, you know, we're not sure what the weather's going to be either. And if the weather ends up crappy and you don't want to be outside underneath the pavilion, you know, the town hall's
right.
Closed, as well as, you know, being able to go in, you know, so, you know, that opens up a whole nother Avenue. Right now, I don't think any meetings have been in person in Hampton, except there was one
Wetlands.
Was the only one because it was called because they wanted to introduce the person to the board to the new wetlands officer. Their meetings are usually at 7, and as we know, it's getting darker earlier as time goes by, so that never mind.
Yep. And before you know it, it'll be too cold to be outside. So,
all right, so I'll check into these other towns. Kath, if you can, just throw some minutes together and send them off to Shannon, that would be great. And then are there any time, Judy, you're better, like, if we started it earlier?
Yeah, like 11 would be perfect, but anytime. Yeah,
I don't have a problem with that at all. I better check my calendar before I say that. I'd have a problem on the 22nd and the 29th, and actually more than that too. Looks like every other Tuesday I have PT.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check with Ellen and with the selectmen too. I thought that Tuesday or Thursday would be decent just because I know that they're usually in building for part of the day for that.
Yeah, so. Thursday is good. Thursday is good for me.
How about you?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter to me as long as it's not a Friday. That's the only day I can't do.
Okay. I don't know, are you still working at Brooklyn Town Hall or not, but can you access,
no.
Can you be the person that reaches out to Brooklyn to contact to see if they have written policies and procedures?
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, that'd be good because I'd take one off my list.
Yep, okay. I can do that. Like I said, I'm not sure that they have them. They may have now because of part of their audit problems.
Yeah.
I doubt they're as complete as these ones from Chaplin, though. The ones I just read through, like, the whole thing of Chaplin, it's relatively complete. There's not much missing from it.
Yeah, they had involvement from their auditor and their attorney. This may not, the one I sent you was January 2020. I know that they looked at them again after this. I have to reach out to Dick Weingart to see if there are any changes to it. But when I got this, it was back in February, and this was the most recent version and had been approved. So I'll double check because I know they might have tweaked it a little bit. I know it was
Honestly, the only thing I think that I saw quickly looking through it would be like a list of which reports they provide monthly,
mm-hmm.
and quarterly and annually.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Do you want me to reach out to Eastford, Ashford, and Union and get their procedures if they have any?
Yeah. If they have any, if they have ordinances or any ordinances or finance board policy procedures or treasurer's policies procedures regarding it.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. And then I'll get back to everybody once Ellen comes back from vacation. I contact the selectmen and see, a better time. So hopefully we can have representation from everyone.
Okay. We have a meeting tomorrow night, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. I may be a few minutes late for that one.
Yeah, it's up at 7. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Good seeing you all. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.